Today we're joined by Dustin Sellers of Coa Capital Partners. Dustin, welcome to ProofGap. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
You are a private equity investor in Hawaii. I think when a lot of people think of Hawaii, private equity doesn't come top of mind. And so I'd love to hear more about the opportunities you see there. Maybe we could start with what you see as being unique to the business landscape in Hawaii.
Well, first of all, we don't drink Mai Tais at work. So I want to be really, really clear about that. Hawaii, as you say, has a pervasive view as predominantly being tourism. It's a very strong second home vacation market. So yes, there is a very strong tourism piece. But underlying that, you know, with the 7.5 million tourists that we get, it's also one of the strongest naval bases for the United States, and is also kind of an epicenter for where Asia meets America. In many cases, many Asian executives consider doing business in Hawaii a lot more like it is at home than in Los Angeles or Chicago or New York. So what that creates is a really interesting opportunity for a market that, for the most part, is unbrokered. You would think of it as a place you go to vacation. And yet there's quite a thriving business community there that really has not really been challenged from a private equity perspective.
What kind of a reaction do you get in approaching some of these, let's say, second, third generation businesses in Hawaii? Do they know what private equity is? Are they receptive to doing a deal with an outsider?
That has probably been one of the hardest challenges is, one, having a strong connection to Hawaii, having run a fairly large business there. I do feel like I had a very strong connection to the business community. With that said, getting an individual who's running a very, very strong business but doesn't have a succession plan to begin the journey to a transaction, whether that is into a minority position or into pure liquidity, as anybody that has tried, you cannot cajole a business owner that's really never transacted. You also have to change your vernacular. The words that we use and the acronyms we use is it almost is a death sentence in the process of trying to acquire call it a $25 million business that in a great space, you can't use words like private equity. It doesn't make any sense to people.
Dustin, talk about the size of company that you tend to invest in and how many of those are there in Hawaii?
The Hawaii market obviously is perceived from the outside as very small, right? It's from a metropolitan basis of people living there, it's quite small. But when you factor in the close to 8 million tourists that transact and the tremendous amount of real estate that is sold in the second home factor, you've got a real strong basis for a fairly large, thriving economy. Our sweet spot is in that kind of $25 to $50 million revenue basis, somewhere in that $3 to $5 million EBITDA basis. And there's an opportunity for them to either have tuck-ins, to consolidate, but there isn't that really level of knowledge of how to do that, and or there's pre-existing schisms within the industry that preclude that. So the opportunity is for a bit of EBITDA arbitrage there and buying two or three businesses within a similar industry, keeping that branding to the local market, but being able to really grow that EBITDA where there wasn't, call it a $7 or $8 million EBITDA business before.
Can you share an example of an investment that you've made recently that is sort of illustrative of the kinds of companies that you're going after?
Largest data center in the state, probably about 14 years old, working through some balance sheets, some legacy infrastructure issues, great existing customer base but hadn't really moved into the mid-market. All of the elements that worked perfectly for us to kind of step in, take a strong position in the company, take a board seat, really become a strategic connector for them into the mid-market and that active investor piece. Be able to keep that local, be able to give them a real strong equity infusion, both growth capital and take some minority investors off the table, and really give them that next leg of growth.
So how did that deal come about? How was it sourced?
On a soccer field at a intermediate soccer game. At my daughter's soccer game.
So what is the plan to grow that business?
It had a nice trajectory already. It was helping it solve some of its problems in messaging, and being able to bring it to other portions of the business sector, whether that was banking or large insurance company, or support with their Asian strategy. As is often the case with many smaller businesses, they've got really great bones, really good core value kind of DNA. But often have blinders on where rural growth can happen. And
final question, explain to us the meaning of Coa.
Coa is one of the few indigenous woods from Hawaii. It's a very strong, solid wood. It's what the Hawaiians used for the hull of their canoes for transport. It is what really was the primary vehicle for movement amongst islands and really throughout the entire archipelago. So we see that as that we're a strong source of capital. We're very authentic. We're from Hawaii. We understand the market, and we're gonna be here for quite some time, and that's the genesis of COA.